Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open with uneven prices this morning thanks to a combination of short covering and long liquidation. Lean hogs should also open mixed this morning, tied to residual buying and late week selling. A late-week round of live trade volume could possibly surface today in parts of cattle-feeding country, yet we suspect the lion's share of cash business for the weeks is done. Now, scattered bids likely to be around 105 to 106 in our part of the country. Late-week asking prices should close into about $107. Cash hog trade should open on the defensive once again. Look for opening bids $1 to $2 lower than yesterday's closing range. With a Saturday kill of about 132,000 head expected, the weekly slaughter should total about 2.3 million head, roughly 2.5% greater than last week. The hog futures also set to begin with uneven price action linked to late week short covering and commercial selling. On the grain, strong export news and crop yield concerns were enough to lift soybean prices yesterday, while corn futures struggled to gain ground amid bountiful world supplies. Wheat prices opened about at about $4.30 and took a tumble before rebounding back into the green about mid-session, closing about $4.34 and a quarter. But looking longer term, large global supplies are impending progress for a seasonal rebound after futures prices have fallen consistently since the beginning of July. Now, the corn prices traded in a narrow range yesterday but finished slightly higher, adding another 7.5 cents by close to finish at 356.5. Those looking for bullish news can point to the International Grains Council, which cut its global corn production estimates for 2017 and 18 by about 110.2 million bushels. Well, the soybean prices did rally 8.5 cents on positive numbers yesterday, thanks to USDA's weekly export sales report. After factoring in the moderate old crop cancellations, new crop sales boosted and total volume to 59.1 million bushels. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, October live cattle up 65 cents at 106.82. December up 70 cents yesterday at 109.80. September feeder cattle up 27 cents, 142.17. October up 70 cents at 142.40. October hogs up 22 cents, 63.77. December up 40 cents at 59.25. Kansas City wheat, September up 7.75 at 405.5. December was up 7.5 cents yesterday at 433.25. September wheat Chicago's up 5.75 at 409. And December up 4.5 cents, 434.5. September corn unchanged at 342. December was up a half penny at 356.25. November soybeans up 8.5, 946.5. January up 8.5 at 955.25. October cotton up 20 points, 70.37. December down 8, 69.75. October crude up 35, 47.78. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.